定期代表猫猫。
Delta 4, Sierra Romeo, Romeo Robert with a GRMS question if anybody's got their ears on and can answer it, or at least make a good guess.
I guess there's not a lot of GRMS enthusiasts listening at the moment.
Maybe I'm like the, they might be sitting out there giving me the stink look behind my back here, you know, GRMS. We just had a friend of mine down here, AB4SC. We got curious about it and wondered how cheap we could get into it. Bofang makes a little handheld that with an improved antenna could theoretically hit two of the repeaters that are open. The rest of them are club repeaters, which you got to do the pay them a little, grease a palm a little bit, and they let you in with the secret handshake code. But it kind of seems like something that I might want to get my brother involved in, and it would be covered by the $35 a year license.
What's stepping stone to get them to want to go further and eventually become a ham radio operator? That might, you know, it might be a good intro.
And even though it's in that almost useless portion of the 70 centimeter band, you know, you can get a radio from Amazon that'll do, you know, 4 or 5 watts. And it's a Bofang, you know. Actually, Radio Oddity stands behind them, so they give you a little extra help. But you're right, and he could take a tech test, and we could get him set up so we could use all the repeaters around here that aren't being used. Over.
Familiar with GRMS. I know my parents used to do that. When they were bored, they decided to get jobs going for a car rental company. They'd go out in one car and come back in two cars. go pick up a car. And they used GRMS. Even though both of them were ham radio operators, the handy talkies for GRMS were small enough and light enough and cheap enough that if they lost them or they left them in a car or something like that, it wouldn't matter. And they didn't have to, like, do a radio install in cars that weren't theirs. So they used them. My parents, they were both ham radio operators, and they used them. But that's the full exposure I've had to GRMS, just by them telling me that that's what they used instead of ham radios, because they were, like, disposable radios.
By the way, are you getting a lot of bacon frying on the frequency here? I'm getting it, and I'm just trying to eliminate everything. All the LED light bulbs are off in the room, but I'm going to be eliminating a few other stuff. Over.
Okay, well, you're full-scale, full-quieting where I am in Greer, and I am on medium power, so 10 watts. But anyway, I've got to step off for a minute to go in PetSmart and pick up some pet supplies, and then I'll be back as I go through my rounds today. So good talking to you so far, Robert. I hope somebody comes back with answers to your GRMS questions. I'll be back in a little bit. W4DJW.
Appreciate it, and go about your business there. I've finally got my 40-meter listener over here, so I'm listening to a little bit, nothing real far distance, you know, Tennessee, Kentucky. A little further I can walk in a day, but it's kind of fun. And so I'll play with this idea. Like I said, if I can get into it for $35 and, you know, with an improved antenna, yeah, I'll take a stab at it, you know. But anyway, you have a great day until we talk again, and I'll try to do my research so I'll have a topic to talk tonight on the net, if anybody's interested. This is Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. You have a wonderful day in Gurr, and we'll talk at you later. I'm clear.
4SRR, if I heard that right, this is KZ4TMA.
Thanks for coming back. Tell me I'm being dumb. I don't need to get into it, so I don't spend any money, but I'm looking at maybe $30 with Prime shipping, so... Yeah, you know, I'm curious, as another friend of mine is curious about GRMS. WRMS.
Same boat. I just recently got my license and been trying it out locally. It's interesting. I don't know what you know already, but as you sound like you already know, you got to have that license. And it's sort of like the new CB in the sense that, well, unlike CB, you do have to have a license, but like CB, it's very popular for, I think it's increasingly popular for truckers and certainly for jeepers. It's not very carefully policed, so I don't really get the sense that anyone's actually using their call signs very carefully. I'm not sure if it'll really go the way of CB, but that's what it feels like to me right now, is it's kind of like the new CB.
And are you able to use any of the repeaters, or are there, I haven't done the repeater book search for GRMS repeaters, but do you have one in your area, or you just use them simplex?
I mean, you're right in understanding that there certainly aren't as many. There certainly isn't quite the community there is by any stretch for ham radio. But yeah, there are repeaters, as you know. And yeah, so I'm I was downtown Greenville. Now I'm kind of northeast side Greenville. There's a repeater in this area. In fact, I believe it's also on Caesar's Head. I'm trying to remember this. I can't quite remember, but I've got it stored in my dual bander here. I've used that. There's a friendly couple guys who use it, and as they say, they're just trying to encourage use and try to drum up a bit of activity. So it's not a very active channel, although I haven't joined into the net, so I can't quite speak. Maybe there's a little more activity in the evenings. Evenings are a hard time for me, so I'm not usually able to join.
Yeah, Midland makes a little, you can buy them at, like, Sportsman's Warehouse and stuff like that. They make a little 15-watt model. It's $100, $119. I don't even want to spend that. I would rather just put up get a Bofang or a Retiva, something, you know, in the $30 range. Yeah, I got to pay the $35 to Uncle Sugar for the license and the special call sign. But, I'd be willing to put up a 20-foot antenna or so and try it out, and just see how far I can get. As I was telling the other caller there, I'm looking for something that might work with my brother. He's about 8.5 miles below me, and, we may have to go bigger. I think a better antenna would be the way, and it can't be that far off from just a good UHF 70-centimeter antenna. Over. I lost you for a second there. It didn't key back. I don't know what happened.
Well, your transmission. I hear about looking for something to do with your brother. I agree with you. I mean, as far as how well it performs, you're right. It's in that same 70-centimeter band.
Yeah, something going on with the repeater or my engine down there. I've got the high dollar cable. Well, the high dollar radio with good radio, but I'm losing the repeater.
Entry if you're just looking for something else to try out, play with, see about it. Certainly no major advantages over anything like just doing something on 70 centimeters. I was curious. And again, I'm a part of a jeeper community, and so a lot of guys are starting to put these in their Jeeps rather than CB, and certainly rather than ham, just because there's such a lower barrier of entry, such a smaller learning curve. But again, for the same reason, I mean, you're not going to really... engagement or because again, all you got to do is just sign up for your license. So, kind of like CB, it's there for people who don't want to get into it too much and just want something real simple with some preset channels. But the way that it's superior to CB is that you can have repeaters. So if we start seeing repeaters go up in our area, there might be a little more activity. I heard. I hope I didn't lose you there. Or I am mobile, so maybe I've just gone through a dead spot here. Z4TMA mobile. I'm in a familiar area, so I don't think I could be in a dead spot. And I hope I didn't lose you there in our conversation about GMRS. I'm reaching my destination, so I'll stay on for a minute, see if you come back to me. Otherwise, in a moment or two, I'll be clear. If any other stations are monitoring, let me know if I'm coming through. I hope it's not a problem on my end. KZ4TMA mobile monitoring.
4 Tango Sierra, and you're loud and clear over here in Towser.
Appreciate it. Not sure what happened to my conversation partner there. Anyway, I'm at my destination. If anybody else hears them come on and wonder what happened to me, let them know I had to go. But thanks for the signal report there. KZ4TMA, clear.
Tango Sierra, clear.